WGBR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Tragedy near Orlando. A gunman shot and killed a 20-year-old woman, then a TV news reporter who was covering that story, followed by a 9-year-old girl shot and killed in a nearby house with her mother. Suspect Keith Melvin Moses has been arrested.
Mr. Moses is responsible for all those shootings. He's been formally charged in the murder this morning, and we expect charges soon on all of the other victims.
Orange County Sheriff John Mita.
Is there anything else that it needs to be on site?
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is touring the site of that toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, asking officials on scene what else the federal government can do to help. Buttigieg is pushing a package of rail safety reforms while vowing to hold Norfolk Southern Railroad accountable. Some 900,000 power outages are reported nationwide, mostly in the Great Lakes region, along with about 750 flight cancellations because of a massive winter storm stretching from coast to coast. This is ABC News. Palestinians are holding a general strike in the West Bank today. They're protesting Israel's deadly military raid yesterday. The Israeli army defends itself, saying three militants who were killed in that raid were planning an attack. A federal probe into an emergency landing Wednesday by an American Eagle flight headed to D.C. from Jacksonville. The plane diverted to Raleigh-Durham. Details from ABC's Gio Benitez.
The FBI investigating an unruly passenger who allegedly tried getting into the cockpit mid-flight.
Subject is currently loose in the cabin, and tried to breach the cockpit, being somewhat restrained by the flight crew and other passengers. As soon as that lands, we need to get in the plane and restrain.
Police walking her off the plane.
Dole Foods confirms that it's been hit by a ransomware attack affecting operations nationwide. And that explains shortages of Dole lettuce and salad products on store shelves. The company says it's working with cybersecurity experts to resolve the issue. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Van Nair. Here's what you need to know. National groups on both sides of the abortion issue are expected to pour big money into the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Janet Protasiewicz has the support of Planned Parenthood, while Dan Kelly has the backing of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. The winner of the April 4th election will determine majority control of the court, which is expected to rule on cases affecting abortion, gerrymandered legislative districts, and voting rights heading into the 2024 presidential election. The current court, with a 4-3 conservative slant, came within one vote of overturning President Biden's win in 2020. The price for Green Bay Packers tickets going up. They're rising $3 to $9 per game. Preseason tickets $1 to $5 more, depending upon where your seat is located. The total increase for the full season range from $20 to $100. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now, of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Yeah! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, now I'm going to do a song taken from my album, The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. The name of the song is called Fingertips. Now I want you to clap your hand, come on, come on, yeah, stomp your feet, jump up and down, do anything that you want to do, yeah, yeah.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I am joined by Mr. Jeremy Lesh. He is the deputy.
He's the chief deputy.
U.S. Marshals. Good morning to you, sir. Thank you very much for accepting the invitation. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. So what made me reach out to you? Let's begin by you explaining U.S. Marshals and what you are and what you do.
Well, the U.S. Marshals Service is the oldest federal law enforcement agency in the United States.
That means the FBI and the CIA and all those.
Correct.
You guys supersede them.
We came first. Okay. 1789 is when we were created, shortly after our country got its independence. We're a multifaceted organization. I like to describe us as kind of the utility agency for the federal government. We have several primary missions, the first being that we protect the federal courts. We protect the judges and the prosecutors and the federal buildings around the country. We also have our fugitive task forces around the country that work to help combat violent crime within our communities.
So I've got, I'm long of tooth, and before I forget it, so U.S. Marshals, you guys are located in courthouses across the country?
Yes. There are 94 federal court districts across the United States and our territories, which are Guam, Virgin Islands, Saipan, the Eastern Pacific Islands. So there are 94 court districts. Each district has a U.S. Marshal and then deputy marshals underneath that U.S. Marshal. And most of our offices are located within federal courthouses.
All right. So you can go ahead. I'm sorry I cut you off, but
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
So what we do with our court protection and our fugitive task forces are some of our larger elements of what we do for the federal government. As an agency, we also handle federal witness protection. We serve civil process and papers that are, very similar to what a sheriff's deputy would do, where they would serve evictions and court summonses and things of that nature. We do on the federal level for the federal government.
You know, for those of us who aren't aware, there are all these different levels of law enforcement in this country. And so we look at, you know, we're here in Waukesha right now. There's the police department. There's the sheriff's department. There's what else before they get to you?
Well, you start out at the most basic. Like you said, the Waukesha Police Department would be your local police department. Then you have the sheriff's department, which would have jurisdiction throughout the entire county. Then you move to a state level. Where in Wisconsin, we have the state troopers, but in other states like Illinois, our friends to the south, you know, they have the Illinois State Police. And then you move off to the state level to the national level.
So when people hear that, and sometimes we wonder who has the most jurisdiction over all of it, you would think federal is going to supersede anything.
Federal law enforcement does have the largest jurisdictional ability within the law enforcement community. As a U.S. as a deputy U.S. marshal, I have the authority to travel within the United States to conduct business of the U.S. government, where, you know, a state law enforcement officer's jurisdiction would end at the state line where they cross into another state, or, you know, the Waukesha sheriff's deputy can't drive to Madison and do the business of the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department in Dane County. Or, you know, the city of Waukesha police officer won't travel outside of the Waukesha city limits.
The reason that I'm asking you these questions is several weeks ago, I saw you guys on television with the mayor, with the chief of police in the city of Milwaukee, with the sheriff. And there was much fanfare about the fact that you guys had apprehended 114, you know, wanted fugitives. I don't know if they were all fugitives. Were they all fugitives?
Yes, they were, correct.
So what's a fugitive?
A fugitive is a person who has a warrant for their arrest, which has been issued by a court of law, and they are, if you want to put air quotes around it, on the run. They are fleeing justice and not going to court, not appearing before a judge to answer to the charges that are being brought against them. And it is our job to locate those people and bring them before the court.
So there are people every day who don't appear in court. What makes these fugitives so much more important that you apprehend than the average person who's not appearing in court? You're not going after everybody who doesn't appear in court.
That's correct. The Marshal Service's core fugitive mission focuses on violent crime. So our task forces around the country are centered to help our state, county, and local partners find the worst of the worst: homicide suspects, non-fatal shooting suspects, sexual assault, large-level narcotics, things of that nature, things that require more resources to safely conduct the operations rather than, as you said, just somebody who maybe missed a court date for a traffic offense or something like that. We focus on the violent crime, the few people who are committing the most crime in our communities.
You know, you guys, with the fanfare that came with this, the city of Milwaukee, like many cities comparable, it's been under an assault, a withering assault, over the last 3 years with the increase in murder and all these other crimes that are going on. And I noticed that you were doing this across the country. This was not just something that was done at a particular time in the city of Milwaukee. Was it organized at the same time across the entire state? Or were at different intervals that these things
occurred? So this operation specifically that we're discussing is called Operation North Star. This was the second phase of this operation. North Star was created in the summer of 2022 by U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland as a way to assist, to have the Marshal Service further assist our our communities with the violent crime epidemic that, as you noted, has been increasing over the last several years, unfortunately. So Milwaukee was a part of this second phase, which occurred in the month of January, and we were one of 10 major cities across the country that were included in this operation.
So it's clearly kind of fortunate that we were selected for this, right? I mean, there are many other cities who probably would have wanted the same thing.
It's a double-edged sword. It's unfortunate that Milwaukee was in the running right. and selected because it means that things there's a violent now. Crime problem that needs addressing. It would be in all of our best interest if it wasn't needed.
Right.
But yes, it was also fortunate that we were able to bring the additional resources to the Milwaukee and Racine County areas, which is where this operation was focused this time around, to try to do what we could to help you know, the people within the Southeast Wisconsin.
So if you're just joining us, my guest is Mr. Jeremy Lesch, and he is the
Chief Deputy
of the United States Department of Justice, United States Marshal Service. And so when we talk about crime and individual crime is escalating without question, but what about organized crime? How much of, once you get to digging into all of these things, is there an organized arm of some of what's taking place?
It is certainly a factor in the violent crime occurring in our communities. With what we do in our agency as a fugitive task force is we adopt and work cases that we are asked to work
right.
by our local counterparts. So, you know, you'll see organizational efforts within the larger elements of the drug community where there's our street dealers and mid-level dealers and the higher-ups.
Right.
You'll also see that in some elements of gang activity where gangs can have a structured organized element. But then you also have loose affiliation kind of organizations such as the Kia Boys.
Right.
You know, is there a leader to the Kia Boys or – if you choose to commit auto theft and claim membership in the Kia Boys, are you a member of the Kia Boys?
And I'm glad you brought up the Kia Boys. For people who may not know, the Kia Boys is a loosely knit, and I'm using that term. I don't know. I'm not in law enforcement. Group of young men who and young girls who are stealing vehicles. Kias and what's the other make of the vehicle?
Kias and Hyundais.
And Hyundais and record numbers and wreaking all kind of havoc. It's not just in the city of Milwaukee, is it? It's across the nation.
I believe auto thefts are up across the nation, but
right.
I don't have that data.
And we're saying clearly that we know that the types of vehicles, they call themselves Kia Boys because Kias are the ones, for the most part, cars that they're stealing.
Correct.
And so when you look at that, we believe, those of us who live in areas that this is occurring, that those are young boys who have learned how to steal the vehicles via the internet and other places, and they're using those vehicles to cause other crimes. It's a serious, serious issue.
It is. Yes, it is. Absolutely.
And while we're talking about minors, the crimes that they're committing, you wouldn't expect, or there was a time when minors wouldn't commit the kind of crimes that they're committing with those stolen vehicles. Is it safe to say that?
I would agree with that sentiment. Minors have become a much larger part of the criminal justice community in our area of the state, which is very unfortunate.
All right, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. My guest is Mr. Jeremy Lesch, Chief Deputy, U.S. Marshal. So we'll be right back.
Civic Media promise.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block
of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm warning continues until noon today. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance of snow. High of 26. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance of flurries 0. Tomorrow, high of 17. 1 to 2 inches of snow today with another inch tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 26.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Jeremy Lesh. He is the Chief Deputy for the United States Marshal Services. And I asked him to come on and talk about just, you know, what is going on, what they're doing, the fact that everybody thinks and believes that crime is rising all over the nation, even though there's pushback from people saying, hey, crime is not, certain crimes are not raging in the nation. It's not just complete lawlessness. There are certain people who have done some things, and you guys and your job is to apprehend them.
That is correct.
So let's talk about, you know, when you this particular Operation North Star, and you said that there are times that it's not like you've got a lot of money just lying around, and you guys decided, hey, let's do this, let's go out. This is an organized effort that has to be financially supported by the federal government. Additional resources. It's not like your resources as U.S. Marshals. You got a lot of excess cash laying around, and this is what you decided to do. Let's talk a little bit about how that came into existence.
Sure. So it's important to note that as an agency, as the United States Marshal Service and our fugitive task force elements around the country, you know, I want your viewers to know that we're out there every day. You know, we are doing this job on a daily basis, Deputy U.S. Marshals working alongside our state, local, and county counterparts who have been assigned to assist us on our task forces. When we have those local counterparts help us, they are deputized with our federal authority, and they receive the title of task force officer, or TFO. So our task forces, our deputy marshals, our TFOs are out there every day. Every day we are working on violent crime within the communities in this district. And our sister task forces around the country are doing the same. Then we move into, as you brought up Operation North Star, we move into a larger umbrella of the U.S. Department of Justice. In this instance, the current administration, President Biden, Attorney General Merrick Garland, you know, have put an emphasis on the federal Department of Justice agencies, the United States Marshal Service, the FBI, DEA, ATF, to help as much as possible our local counterparts with trying to ebb the tide of the increase of violent crime. So in that vein, Operation North Star was conceived. North Star began last summer in 10 cities around the country. It was very effective, and that brought us into phase two, which happened this January, which included Milwaukee, southeast Wisconsin. We focused on Milwaukee and Racine. So when we have a national operation, it absolutely comes with additional resources, resources like you pointed out that wouldn't necessarily be part of our daily budget or our daily allotment of employees to work in a certain community or area. So we receive absolutely extra funding to bring in additional resources, to deputize more TFOs, task force officers, to focus that surge of resources on that specific violent crime element to make as much of an impact in as short amount of time as possible.
You know, there's a belief in the city of Milwaukee that a lot of the escalation in crime has come from people who've crossed over from Illinois into Milwaukee in helping to wreak havoc on our city. Clearly, the police department is not enough to address what is going on.
I absolutely agree with you. You know, criminals don't stop at city lines or county lines or state lines. You know, we live in a free society where people can come and go as they please. But that is also the benefit of us being a national agency. So we can cross state boundaries. We have task forces around the country. We have a task force in Chicago, Rockford, Madison, Green Bay. You know, over in Michigan, there's 94 court districts, and I believe there's 86 district task forces and 8 regional task forces that we operate. So we absolutely have targets in Milwaukee that commit a violent crime, a warrant's issued for their arrest, who go to Chicago, and we will follow them to Chicago.
See, I would be remiss if we didn't talk about the DEA and a lot of the crime that's going on in many of the cities across state lines. That's organized. The drug activity in many instances is why you let me know. I'm just asking. Is at the root of a lot of the crime, right?
I believe there's a lot of empirical evidence out there to show that drug activity has and will continue to fuel
But it's not the only thing.
Correct.
So hold the thought, because we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Our phone lines are open. My guest is Jeremy Lesh. Again, he is the chief deputy for the U.S. Marshals in state of Wisconsin. No, federal
U.S. Marshals. We are the Eastern District.
Eastern
Wisconsin.
District. All right. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. tragedy near Orlando. A gunman shot and killed a 20-year-old woman, then a TV news reporter who was covering that story, followed by a 9-year-old girl shot and killed in a nearby house with her mother. Suspect Keith Melvin Moses has been arrested.
Mr. Moses is responsible for all those shootings. He's been formally charged in the murder this morning, and we expect charges soon on all of the other victims.
Orange County Sheriff John Mita.
Is there anything else that needs to be on site?
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is touring the site of that toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, asking officials on scene what else the federal government can do to help. Buttigieg is pushing a package of rail safety reforms while vowing to hold Norfolk Southern Railroad accountable. Some 900,000 power outages are reported nationwide, mostly in the Great Lakes region, along with about 750 flight cancellations because of a massive winter storm stretching from coast to coast. This is ABC News.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is under an energy emergency due to widespread power outages. Governor Evers' order makes it easier for out-of-state crews to come to Wisconsin and help restore power. Thousands of homes and businesses across Wisconsin lost electricity during the worst of yesterday's storm. It's the third energy emergency in Wisconsin this winter. The winter storm not only disrupted power and travel, it forced churches throughout Wisconsin to cancel Ash Wednesday services. Many church leaders gave their local parishes permission to reschedule, but a few churches had their services in person and others offered virtual observations online. In sports, the Badgers got a much-needed win over Iowa last night, 64-52. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Get your Brewers sponsorships, hip!
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS AM 1100 and 97.3 FM is your home for Brewer baseball in Oshkosh and the surrounding area. Tie your business into one of the most popular sports franchises in the state. Become a sponsor of Brewer baseball. Call our sales office at 608-819-8255. That's 608-819-8255. Tell them you want to be on the team.
Cardall put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well,
my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump.
That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Standing here looking at you.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to make an announcement. Governor Evers has announced the passing of former Wisconsin Governor Tony Earl. And it's with sadness that we bring you that information. I remember Governor Earl when I was a very young man, and was always thought Governor Tony Earle was a really good guy, man, who did some great things for the state. Sorry to bring that news about his passing. But anyway, my guest is Jeremy Lesh. Again, he is the deputy, chief deputy of U.S. Marshals. And so we were talking about several things before we went to break and even during the time that we were on break. And I wanted to ask you, so when you make a decision, when they find the guy, right, we've got guy or gal, and we've got them. We know where they are. We're going to locate them. And I was asking you, do you then, because you guys travel across the state?
We can, yes.
Yeah. And so you go into an environment, and it's not like you bring 10 men with you, or 10 or 12 guys. It's not like you have a whole pool of U.S. Marshals lying around. You work in conjunction.
We work in conjunction with our local county and state partner agencies, but I can say that yes, we do show up with 10 people, but you're right, it's not all deputy U.S. Marshals. So, getting back to our the concept of a task force, what we do, fugitive task force work, we deputize local law enforcement, state, county law enforcement, who are assigned to assist us by their home agencies. So when the Marshal Service enters into a partnership with an agency, they will assign staff to work with us, and those officers or deputy sheriffs are deputized federally, and then they work with us on a daily basis to do the job in a total sense.
I would think that would become quite expensive, and maybe that's why when this task force are brought together, understanding that if you're going to have as many people, you're not just going to show up, you get this information that, you know, Earl is over here, and you all of a sudden just show up, all of you guys. You sit down and map this and plan this out for some time, right?
It is a process. It is absolutely a process. To put it plainly, we pick and choose the time. You know, there's certainly a lot of elements that go into that choice of how an arrest is made and where an arrest is made, but the time and place is chosen for safety of the community,
right,
for officer safety, for the safety of the person you're arresting. You know, nobody wants to have something turn violent. You know, we would love for every arrest ever made to be a very simple, low-key, you know, arrest, but unfortunately, because we go after the worst of the worst, that is not always the case. So we plan everything over and over in detail. Assignments are made, who's going to do what, who's going to respond where, who's going to be driving what vehicles. There's a lot of planning. And the most basic analogy I can link it to would be to think of a local tactical team or a SWAT team,
right,
that shows up in force with the needed gear and equipment and things they need to effect that arrest safely. We do that on a daily basis, but at a different level. You know, we work together on a daily basis where one person may be assigned a case and they're looking to find that person. When they find that person, the entire group comes together to come up with that arrest plan, and then to put that plan into effect.
So once you find and apprehend this person, that now, and you turn them over to the government, now that case is closed on your end.
For the Marshal Service, it is closed. We as an agency are, and we spoke about this at break, we are the apprehenders. As a fugitive task force, our sole mission is to produce that body before a court of law, whether that is a local court, a state court, or a federal court. And then once that occurs, our participation in that court event is over, and then we move to the next fugitive. And that court case for that person will progress within its own means and its own speed as dictated by the lawyers and the court and the environment that it's in.
You know, when you think about the last thing you really would want is to have the U.S. Marshals on your tail, right? I mean, clearly you're not coming to make friends.
We are not, and I say that in an unfortunate tone. You know, as we spoke on break,
right?
We are going after the homicide suspects, the non-fatal shooting suspects, sexual assault, large-scale drug trafficking. We are not. You know, if you see U.S. Marshals on the street doing their job, we are not arresting someone on a traffic violation. We are not out pulling people over for speeding. We have a very focused mission with a very focused clientele that we are out looking for. And that was brought up, if you saw the news conference with Mayor Johnson and the chief and the sheriff, it was emphasized, you know, that, like you said, we're not the basic law enforcement that is out patrolling your communities. When we are there because something very bad has happened. And we are there to hopefully bring that to a safe and
I saw when I saw the press conference, I almost saw a bit of relief on the face of the sheriff and the police chief, Chief Norman, and Sheriff Ball, and Mayor Johnson. It was almost like, wow, we can at least, just for a moment, exhale, knowing that it's not, you know, going to be the end of the line of what they have to deal with, but at least takes these people off the street.
Correct. Any time that we can make an arrest for someone who's committed a violent act, I hope it brings closure for everybody, for the victim's family, for the community, for law enforcement, that person is no longer a danger and no longer a threat.
So for the people who are listening who might think that, you know, this might be something they're interested in and career paths. Well, what's the career path?
Well, first and foremost, we are always hiring. I would absolutely direct anybody who would be interested in federal law enforcement and U.S. Marshals Service specifically, in generally, to our website, our national website. We do regional recruiting, so our website will direct candidates to a recruiter within whichever region that they would choose to apply in, and generalized regions, Northeast, Southeast, Midwest, Southwest, Northwest, just dividing the country up into general regions. And it's no different than any other law enforcement position. You go through a recruitment phase, an application phase, you go through an interview phase, and then if everything is passed successfully, you will go into a queue, a waiting list of people who are able to be hired, and then it's a matter of getting a seat in an academy class.
You know, when we talk about crime, you know, murder is always at the top of the list. Drug dealing is always there. Now there's this sex trafficking that is really exploding all across the nation. Both boys and girls are being sex trafficked. You guys involved at all in any of those things?
We are. As an agency, the U.S. Marshals Service is responsible for it's a multifaceted division of our agency called the Sex Offender Investigations Branch. The Marshals Service has the primary authority to investigate registered sex offenders, so people who have already been committed of a sex crime and are required to register with the state registry, where they would move across state lines, creating a federal nexus, and fail to register in the community that they went to. So in a sense, if you went to the registry and searched your community, they would not appear as a person who living in your community, so you wouldn't know where they are. So when that occurs, the Marshal Service is the primary investigating agency for those offenses on the federal level. We also assist our state and local counterparts with the state of Wisconsin Sex Offender Registry, where offenders don't actually cross the state line, but we will help them on the state side as well. But within our Sex Offender Investigations Branch, we also have a missing child unit. So the Marshal Service also assists our state and local agencies and communities with locating at-risk juveniles, kids who have either maybe they've run away and, you know, and have been brought into the trafficking world. And we focus on looking for at-risk youth as well.
Let me ask you just your opinion, because there are people who believe that the nation has become just totally unsafe and it's totally lawless and that there aren't, you know, things going on with law enforcement on all the different levels. It's not the Wild Wild West that people may believe that it is. It's not to that degree, right?
In my opinion, no. There are way more. The vast majority of people that I've dealt with in my 20 years with this agency have been great people. You know, we may look for a person wanted for a homicide, and we arrest that person, and when we leave, we have neighbors thanking us for doing our job. We have communities coming out and saying thank you. So I don't believe we are in a complete lawless state of America. But that is just my opinion, and I'm one person.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said.
But what I have found in my 20 years, and it's a sentiment that you would have seen in the North Star press conference and even other press conferences that we've done in the Milwaukee area in the recent years and press releases, is there are a small number of people continuing to commit crime and drive violent crime in our communities. It's not that we are in a completely lawless state, but it is a certain few who commit a vast majority of the crime. And those are the people that we are targeting. And I say this as an analogical example, not that there's a particular person I'm referring
right.
to, but, you know, when it comes to non-fatal shootings in Milwaukee, you know, if you look at historical data on those numbers year to year, that doesn't mean that, and I'll use the general number of, let's say 500, let's say there was 500 non-fatal shootings in Milwaukee. That's not necessarily 500 individual people committing one shooting per person. Some of those people have committed several shootings,
right?
And are on law enforcement's radar as being involved in multiple offenses, and those are the people driving the crime in this community that we are focusing on.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
Why don't you stay and let me make it up to you? I'll do anything you want me to. You loved me before, please love me again. I can't let you go back to him. We go both in the dark. Hurt so bad. Come back, it hurts so bad.
Hurt so bad.
Don't make it hurt so bad. I'm begging you, please.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wasn't reminded of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, man.
Matt. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind to Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm warning continues until noon today. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance of snow. High of 26. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance of flurries 0. Tomorrow, high of 17. 1 to 2 inches of snow today with another inch tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 26.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Jeremy Lesch. He is the chief United States deputy of the United States Marshal Service and in the Eastern District of Wisconsin. And so I wanted to ask you, because what the reason I wanted to have you on is twofold, and one was to for people who think that the sky is falling and that the United States is you're not going to be able to walk to the store and take your kid to see a baseball game and all those things. That's just not true. I know it's not true. I live in Milwaukee. I live in a place that certainly has some issues and some challenges like many other urban cities, but I'm comfortable and I live in an area that is probably, you know, lower middle class, but, you know, we feel safe because there are police who are there who are walking the streets, and just because there are situations that occur, it doesn't mean that you know, everybody is a dangerous person that is looking to stick a gun in your face. Let me do this. Let's bring Rico in from Rock County. Rico, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Quickly.
Okay. Hi, Jeremy. I want to thank you for your service. This is, I guess, U.S. Marshal's oldest law enforcement agency.
He doesn't look that old.
Ties it.
Okay, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. But anyway, it ties into this Wild Wild West thing. I wanted to ask him, would you be permitted as a representative of U.S. Marshals in a professional capacity to come out in a or use any one of the media sources in today's world to come out in support of a candidate one way or another in a federal election? Just wondering if that would be permitted, or could he do that, or would he? Whatever. But I'll take my answer off there, though.
Hey, Rico, I would say no, but thank you very much for the call.
That is correct, Rico. Yeah. That is a no. That is actually a violation of federal law if you look up the Hatch Act.
So let me ask you this, Jeremy. Let's say I know a fugitive based on what you're doing on Channel 6. From time to time, it's kind of like I think on the weekends where I see.
Correct.
Always.
It's a weekly profile that we do with our Fox affiliate here in Milwaukee.
Right, and you see somebody, and you say, yeah, they're looking for this guy, and I know him, and I know where he is. And you guys, what are you going to do? You're going to say, hey, Earl said, you know, Earl told us, and this is where we got it, and we wind up in court. and you bring me there, and the murderer sees me, and I got to testify. Does that happen?
That does not happen. So if you, in speaking specifically about right. our Fox 6 piece that we do, if you watch those pieces to the end, you know, they have our phone number at the end, 414-297-3707. And we readily accept any citizen information and tips. They can call our general number and speak with a deputy. And everything is completely anonymous. No one who calls in a tip to us is held to an account in that capacity that you brought up, because they are not a witness to the crime itself. You know, where they would maybe be needed in a trial where a witness to a shooting would maybe have to appear in front of a court of law at a trial and testify as to what they saw to prove someone's guilt or innocence in a trial. Someone assisting the U.S. Marshal Service or law enforcement in general with locating someone who's wanted, you're simply providing information as to someone's location, and that is nothing that is involved in the court process. So information we get from the community is 100% anonymous and confidential. We take phone calls. If a viewer would go to our national website, usmarshals.gov, the first thing you will see on our national website is a tip link page. Do you want to leave a tip regarding a fugitive? And you actually have to exit out of the tip line to see the rest of our website. You know, and if someone leaves a tip online, it's all anonymous. It does not involve someone's name, or they can provide information for us to contact them at, maybe to ask additional questions if they say so choose, but they can be completely anonymous.
So this really does work. Makes a difference.
It absolutely does work. Our jobs are contingent. You know, there's so many things that go into what we do, and community involvement and community engagement is huge. You know, our weekly piece that we've done with Fox has got to be going on well over 20 years now. And as we spoke on break, I can't give you a hard number as we sit here today, but in my years working on our task force before moving to my current role, we had so many people who called us up personally saying, I saw you put me on TV. I want to turn myself in. Or that show up at a district station in Milwaukee and say, I know the marshals are looking for me. I'm here to turn myself in. And that's the best case scenario for everyone. So the community engagement and what we do is so big, you know, because the community needs to know that we're not a conquering army or a standing force in front of them. We are here. We are here for the sole purpose to help the community.
You know, I was going to ask you to put together a final sentence, and you just did. Thank you very much for coming in. I'm going to reach out to you again as, you know, weather gets warmer and things get tighter. But thank you very much.
Thank you
Mr.
for having
Jeremy
me.
Jeremy Lesh for coming in. Thank the United States Marshal Service for what it does. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you as always, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Fear you may be
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC.